is Joe Berger. I listen to Ron Amatron, Creation Light Shift Healing.
Hi, everybody. This is another wonderful day. We have some light snow in Mount Shasta here. And this is our Monday program, and the date for today is Monday, March 8th, 2010. So, as normal, what we try to do is do some clearings for everybody, and we'll go back and do some emotional clearings here. That's what we do all the time to help you out, get rid of the densities from the weekend. And here we go. We'll go back 5 days. These are sample clearings. Remember, you must do your whole lifetime to have full benefit of this year, and the cost is $5 times your age, and this is the way it works. So this is the quick way. So 5 days ago cleared. In fact, I'll do it the slower way, like I have on the website. So 5 days ago. So sixth chakra cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, and first cleared. 4 days ago. Sixth chakra cleared. Fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, and first cleared. And 3 days ago, sixth chakra cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, and first cleared. Some stuff there in second chakra for somebody. And 2 days ago, sixth chakra cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, and first cleared. 1 day ago, which was yesterday, sixth chakra cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, and first cleared. And now we have, up to this present moment, it can't clear your future. Remember, light only works in the now, but it will clear from this moment going back. So this is for today. Sixth chakra cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, and first cleared. And now we're going to do a mental body. And for the newcomers, this might be a wonderful experience for you, because sometimes we get thoughts in our head that keep recycling and just, you know, a lot of discordant things. And this helps to kind of balance your left and right brain. So here we go. 5 days ago. So sixth chakra cleared. I'll do it the long way. Fifth cleared. Fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared, 4 days ago. Sixth chakra cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. 3 days ago, sixth chakra cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. 2 days ago, sixth chakra cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, and first cleared. Yesterday, sixth chakra cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. And now we're a little bit past from the mental, so we're going into the future a little bit from the mental clearing. Everything works in the now, so we're in the now right now, going back in time. So today, sixth chakra cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, and first cleared. Okay, we'll see if our co-host is on here. Annika, are you out there in cyberspace?
I am, Ron. Thank you for having me on. It's great to be here on, like we said, Monday the 8th of March. If you're listening live, please, you may call in with questions, or you could do them over the fast chat that you could just type in your questions or healing samples that you might want to try. And again, like Ron said, it's a sample so that you know that there is a difference to doing the whole clearing, obviously, a very big difference. But the samples are very beneficial to feel and to maybe get a clue of what it is that you really want to go into next. And our show is always about what's needed right now to benefit our lives. And we have over 500 archived shows on BBS Radio. So when you go to bbsradio.com, it's fantastic to go on those archives and listen, and you can download them to your iPod and listen through when you have the time. It's really wonderful, and they all contain so many wonderful examples of what the Creation Lightship really is and what we can do for our lives here and now. So I know you did the emotional and the mental, and it's nice to feel them that slow way, Ron. Now, the mental body and the emotional body, as I understand, are here to buffer our physical body, in a sense. So maybe you could go in and talk a little bit about that, because I know we have over 100 of them that help the physical body while we are here in this reality. And from what I can remember, they are actually created by the Earth Spirit. So could you explain a little bit about that, Ron?
Okay, yes. These invisible energetic bodies are through you and around you. So they're created from love energy, and they're placed around you by the Earth Spirit. And the reason why you have them is because, like we always talk about, unless you're a newcomer and you don't understand what we're talking about, or this is your first show, we deal with mind energy here. So the mind energy is the darkness. So whenever you think a thought about somebody, whether it's a good thought or a bad thought, that's still being transmitted to that person because you are connecting to them energetically. And now, naturally, the physical body that you're thinking about, the person, does not want to be attacked psychically. Remember, psychic is mind. So when you do think of somebody, that body is being, you know, hit with the attack energy. Can also be corded. And, you know, when you have cordings done to you, then you start taking away the life force energy of the body. And it could also be of the spirit. It all depends how that's working with how the practitioner will say it, which could be anybody working to connect that energy to you. So basically, these are in place to keep your physical body from being attacked. And so the attacking could be very strong if you didn't have these bodies. Maybe after five people thinking of you, especially if they gave you a negative thought or a bad thought or wanted to control you, you'd probably be dead. So they're doing a great thing to help you live, except they get filled up. And normally by the age of 10, these bodies are overflowing full of their stuff, which is the psychic attack energy of mind, mind stuff coming into your realm of consciousness. And then all of a sudden, those mind things also can resonate with your past. And your past that you're dealing with is genetics. So all of a sudden, it gets triggered in you. Situations in your life from your ancestors, which is what you're living right now. So you're living all lifetimes at once. So it's not necessarily your lifetime, but it's your body's genetic lifetimes. So if you're only here for like the first incarnation, you know, you're only here once. Your body has all this stored stuff in it from way back when. And this is what you're living in the body. So this is kind of how it works here. So I'll turn it back over to you, Annika, and
okay.
Have any questions out there?
Yep, there is one I see already here, which is very interesting. If parents die, or if a parent dies and ascends, can that help the children in any way? Let's say, could that help the children's DNA?
No, it all has to be done with the person living, and naturally that's before they conceived a child. So, you know, when a life form or a spirit leaves here, that's what they're probably talking about. So if your parents happen to leave here at ascension time, I'll back up. So nobody ascends until the 2,000-year cycle, okay? And that may be 2012. So everybody is here. Now, if somebody ascended 2,000 years ago, is that going to help you? No, because that spirit probably never comes back here again. Will it help your body's DNA? Well, was that person working on themselves 2,000 years ago to clear away their judgment for that lifetime and all their other past lifetimes? Yeah, very possibly. But now, did your ancestors from 2,000 years ago to now pick up more density, more darkness? More than likely, they did. So there's nothing that the spirit can do when somebody dies to actually clean yourself out. So I hope I kind of answered that question. So does it help the children when somebody dies and maybe the parents hanging around? That's probably the emotional body that people are feeling. Is that emotional body going to help you? No, it's full of darkness. That's what you call ghosts and poltergeists and everything like that. So that emotional body needs to be healed. So you can do a special clearing on the website if you want to help out your deceased family members. It's a deceased loved one clearing where we clean your spirit of traumas and also clean out the emotional body. And those are the two main ones. And I would assume if you did that, if your parent will say or loved one is in the light of the darkness, waiting for a forced reincarnation again, that when you do that clearing on them, automatically they will probably be taken out of that because the light ship will find them and take them out of that reincarnation loop. And then where are they going to go after they're cleaned out? Well, they can still stand around here. You will say be around here. It's their choice. They may go back to their home base energy. That's another possibility. But they'll be out of the density. So back to you, Annika. And if I need to expound more on that, please, by all means, put another question forward on the fast chat there.
Yeah, that would be great. And, you know, I don't know if it's something you can do any samples on or anything like that, but maybe we could also talk, I don't know, it's up to you, obviously, but also what can be done for children, you know, if we have children, maybe that's something we can go into.
Well, if you have children and they're living, by all means, you know, you owe it to them to do emotional clearing. Remember, you gave them all their stuff. You know, their stuff and your parents' stuff is, you know, really close to the surface of coming out. And typically, it may skip one generation. So who you are listening right now is more than likely what your grandparents are. So you're actually living the genetic life of four people at one time. So that's on the surface. That's at the top of the iceberg. And also what your parents gave you as far as how they taught you to live here is also, you know, ingrained in you. So those are typically judgments. Whether it's good or bad makes no difference. It's still a judgment energy. And your body will attempt to release it. So it will normally draw to it maybe a negative event to balance that out. So it's kind of hard to describe what that would be like. It could be a positive event too, but mainly you want to get out of judgment. You want to be in discernment. And so you're dealing with the discernments that you want to get into to look at them, you know, which is judgment, but get into discernment on those issues. And that way you're in neutral. And when you're neutral, then those events that's come up in this lifetime from your grandparents and from your parents will not be affecting you. Now, naturally, there's so much more underneath that, you know, energy. Now, if for some reason you happen to have been here in your genetics when Jesus walked the earth, and maybe you're maybe one of those few, maybe 1,000 people or so that saw Jesus, and you were standing in front of him when he was doing his healings, I say you because it's built into your body, and all of a sudden he cleared you out. Back then, well, then maybe you have a lot less density because maybe you don't go back as far. So, you know, where were you when Jesus walked the earth? Do you have any recall? Maybe the recall that you might have in your thinking about it in your mind is going to be from your ancestors. It's not necessarily that you were there. You could have been somewhere else. You could have been anywhere in the universe of light, and maybe you came in here after that. Typically not. I've never seen anybody who hasn't been here for probably less than 30,000 years, but there's always somebody out there. But or maybe you didn't incarnate at that 2,000-year cycle time, okay? You could have been stuck, you know, in the light of the darkness maybe for 50 to 100 years there, and you missed that window of opportunity to leave here. Or maybe the dark side took you to a parallel lifetime, and so automatically you're there in a parallel life thinking that you're living here, and you missed ascension completely. You know, that happens too. That's probably why everybody listening here is now listening so intently, because they don't want to be here any longer. But anyway, so what can you do for your children? Geez, by all means, if you haven't done the emotional clearing, I don't know what's wrong with you, basically, because that clearing is going to take this stuff off of them from this lifetime. Why would you want them to suffer all of their experiences so far in this lifetime? That emotional clearing takes away probably 95% of it. So if you haven't done it for your children, man, you're missing the boat completely. You know, and by all means, do it for yourself and, you know, your spouse, because that way you can live together better, because then you're not recycling all the genetic garbage that's come up in this lifetime. So back to you, Annika.
Okay. You know, I think we have a caller on, or maybe even two. Is there anyone out there?
Yes. Hi.
Hi. Is that Pauline?
Yes, it is. I just wanted to, I guess, give a little feedback about that departed. I had just had that done not too long ago. First, I did the emotional body. I just felt it was time because everybody in my family who's working with the light of the dark was telling me they were getting communication, and I've had it, so I knew that his emotional body needed clearing once I heard for the last time, and it was time. It was his birthday. I did that, and I really felt an emotional release because I sort of knew I would never contact him again if he was to go to his home base. And I just had to let that go, that I didn't want to hold on to him knowing that, you know, maybe he might be happy where he is, but I know that, you know, he probably doesn't need to be on another, you know, reincarnation cycle again. I'd rather he just go to his home base energy, wherever that may be, if he chooses. Like Ron just said, I didn't realize he could choose to come back maybe for the eighth dimension version. I don't know what he's, you know, sort of. So I didn't know if I should let go or not, but I felt, you know, if it was up to me, if somebody was doing this for me, I'd like them to give me that choice. So I felt it was time to do that, and then I did the spirit part, and I still have him gone. You know, I just want to be sure. I guess Ron told me that on the intensive, I could ask the light shift to assist him to get his home base energy, you know, back. So that was, I'm not sure if he's, you know, he's probably got a lot of, I don't know how fast they can do it, but I don't know how much they have to find of him. So I figured it'd be safe to keep him, you know, unlimited going on, since I could put 999 whatever minutes. I just kept it going because I don't know how long it'll take them to find my father. Did
that's
I do
good.
The wrong thing, Ron?
Yeah, that's good. So you mentioned things there, okay? The first thing, so I want to have clarity here for everybody.
Yeah.
We have two clearings. One's for the spirit, one's for the emotional body. So what normally is when you have visitations, you go to a reader, okay, and they pull up your spirit guides or they talk to a loved one. They're almost always never talking to the spirit that looks out of the eyes of that person when they live. They're talking to the emotional body. And so the emotional clearing takes away that density. And the emotional body can come through, say, in a reading and give good information. You know, what happens is, you know, you probably have all seen the movie on TV with, I don't know, what's his last name, Van Pelt or something, you know, from the other side or something, you know,
yeah,
years ago. And I don't think it's on now. But, you know, they do readings you know, all of a sudden, somebody would come through, we'll say, using that term, and they'd start talking about something that happened in that person's life. And a person listening, anyway, in the audience. And then they may get it or may not get it, but then normally always they come through and go, yeah, I can remember that now. Or, yes, he's dead on because, you know, that event happened. I remember that black car that we had where, you know, he got into a car wreck or something. So there's always something that's synchronistic there. Well, that's because you're reading the emotional body. Remember, the spirit also carries that same energy, but the spirit, once it's released of that, doesn't have any clue of a past life. Remember, it gets erased. Light of the darkness erases that. So very seldom does the light of the darkness want the spirit to hang around here, because they want to get it cleaned off as much as possible so it can be forced into reincarnation again. They really don't care about the emotional body because the new one will be formed over again, you know, by the earth spirit once the spirit pops into a newborn baby, and then it starts over, okay? Same process. And then they live off that energy. So the dark side doesn't want that emotional body to leave because they'll body hop and get into everybody around and bring those densities to everybody. So with Pauline's question, yeah, what was visiting the people was a ghost, okay? And it was a ghost of her father, the emotional body being a ghost. Wasn't the spirit. People think it's the spirit, but it's the ghost, and they we'll communicate, but you want to get that out of here. It shouldn't even be here, because it'll eventually turn into an entity, which it already is, okay? And maybe say in, you know, after everybody in this lifetime that they're living is no longer here, we'll say. So we'll say 100 years from now, everybody that Pauline knows will say probably will not be here, okay? And that poor emotional body will still be around tormenting other people, looking for people to go into, to talk about it, to do its experiences that it's had, you know, in this lifetime. And it'll want to bring forth that information and addictions and everything else that it had. And this is the way it works. So these entities really are part of our downfall. Why do they come into us? It's because you're not home. You're not in your body with your spirit. So remember, if you're not home, who is? It's all these entities. So by having that clearing done, she released the emotional body of her father. That's gone, back to the earth. So now they're not going to have any more visitations from that emotional body that's probably very sad for leaving here. But it knows the loved ones and knows all the relatives. It may only want to visit a few of them because maybe it didn't like somebody in the family. Or maybe, let's go further, maybe it had somebody that it hated. So now it's doing some dirty tricks and dirty deeds to that person. Maybe it's turning on light switches off and on in their house. Maybe it's losing, their keys, maybe it's keeping them awake at night because it doesn't like this person, you know, and that can happen. And so the spirit now, when you do a spirit clearing, you're actually taking away the densities from the spirit. Remember, the body carries cellular memory. All that's passed on to the emotional body and the spirit body. So your spirit that looks out of your eyes now has this heavy load on it because it used to be light and now it's full of judgment. So the dark side now captures that spirit in the reincarnation process again, which is, you know, the where you go to after you die, which you can call the other side or going to the light. And then from there, when you go to that light, all of a sudden they dust you off and they slam dunk you back in here again. So what she did, she cleared off the spirit. So the light ship got the spirit, cleared it off. And now the spirit can be here for a while if it chooses to. Remember, now it's free choice. It's no longer attached to the dark side energies. And it can be here just to check out what's happening. It can possibly communicate with you, but normally it doesn't have any emotional tie to you, okay? So it just leaves. So that's what happens. That might sound a little unemotional. Some people think that, you know, the relatives, you know, they love them so much. But once that spirit's cleaned off, to be honest, it does not want to deal with density. It's gone. So then it goes back to its home base energy, and it can go to another location and reincarnate. So this is kind of what happens. So remember, at ascension time, whenever that's going to be, everything that's here on this planet will no longer exist. So you don't have to worry about anybody around you of having, you know, pain and suffering for days, weeks, or years like we see in the movies. It's instant. Nothing is here. So this is why some people ask, you know, well, what do we do up to ascension? When's it going to be? You know, I want to prepare for it the last half an hour. You know, I want to do my mantras and stuff so I can ascend. You know, hello, you know, you got 2,000 years now behind you almost, and time is short. You got to work on your ancestors. That's your blockages inside of your body, your DNA. So back to you, Annika.
Okay, so thank you so much, Pauline. I like the different clarifications on that. I don't know if you had anything else you wanted to add about your experience.
No, I think basically, I mean, except for that, I think that they were trying to trick us by, you know, my sister really wanted to know about the other side, but because of this, she feels now she knows there's another side when she dies, so that didn't help her, but it helped me to realize I got to get my father cleared out, because if he's coming through, that's not good for him. And that's when I finally made action and then did the clearing finally. So that's basically, and I'm glad Ron clarified even more what I didn't even think about. So this is good to know. Thank you.
Yes, thank you. Thank
you.
Also,
thank you for calling.
Yeah, I'm so glad we have that opportunity for deceased relatives to be able to get them actually cleared after they're gone, you know. That's really, really wonderful to help them out that way.
Yeah, and one way to look at it, you know, you people listening, you know, when you're over there and you're looking down upon your body, you know, with your spirit and the body is in a casket, possibly, you know, and you're dead, maybe you're even more traumatized because maybe you were, you know, missing some body parts because of a car wreck or something or deformed. So you're there with your, you know, alongside, we'll just say, with your emotional body. Wouldn't you like somebody to come through to clean you out of this place? You know, think about that. Wouldn't, you know, what a gift you can give your loved ones by doing that. Because you would really hope somebody would do it for you. Because otherwise, you're stuck here. So, that's it. But the body, you know, is going to just go back to the earth energy. But, you know, your spirit's going to move on. But, you know, the emotional body, do you want your emotional body to haunt people? That's what it's doing. It's a ghost. It's going to be haunting everybody, looking around for a body to live in. Now, let's just say that you're a painter in this lifetime, and you go out and you paint houses, okay? Or you're a carpenter. Well, what talent does that emotional body have? It's a painter and a carpenter. It's going to look for somebody on a construction site and hop into them because it knows how to do all this stuff. Now, is that going to benefit that person? Oh, very possibly. The person could become an excellent carpenter. Maybe for some reason you're a contractor, and so now you go into an apprentice, right? Because, you know, you say, oh, man, I'm watching this guy. Remember, you're invisible, and you watch him. He goes, man, this guy just doesn't know how to cut wood or doesn't know how to bang nails in or whatever, and I'm going to go in and help him because I know all about this. I have a whole lifetime, and I work through, you know, everything, and now I'm a contractor, have no body. And you pop into that young person maybe who's 18, and now this guy's driving the nails like crazy and knows a lot about all different things, don't know how he knows it. You know, how do you think we get the prodigy children who are very young, maybe 3, 4, 5 years of age, and they can play a piano perfectly? Well, that's the same thing. They have entities in them, okay? So all of a sudden, you know, there's a benefit to that. Now, maybe, you know, not that it's always good, but along with that is addictions. So maybe that contractor, you know, loved having, you know, alcohol every night or something, or whatever he was doing, you know? So now the kid picks up those traits. And this is a sad thing, because all of a sudden now this entity is now living the life through somebody else. And it's just like the movie Avatar. You know, look at that one. You know, that's what it's about. You know, mind controlling something else. And, you know, the movie Surrogate. A lot of the movies out now are talking about that, about how you're using your consciousness to control another life form. So that's like entities, same thing. So as you watch these movies, try to connect the dots. If you don't connect them right now, then, you know, take some notes on a piece of paper. In fact, you're probably best for every BBS radio program to get a piece of paper out and to take notes. Because in this program, you're in the moment. And you might go, oh, man, that's great. I really liked hearing that. Or you might say, I don't believe this whatsoever. This is a bunch of hooey. Or even worse. And so take the notes down. After you hear a few more shows, compare your notes and just see how you're moving into the light. And then you may finally understand what we're talking about. So the main thing is by all means, do you want your emotional body, of all of your stuff that you dealt with? You know, we all have things that we typically don't do that's proper. Would you want to give somebody those addictions? You know? So that's how you have to look at it. And just think your poor spirit. You know, do you want your spirit to be stuck here again? You came in this lifetime. Do you love it here? Is your life just perfectly peaceful and happy? You know, is everything every day you wake up and you're smiling and say, I really love life? You know, some people, you know, do that. Maybe they're maybe possessed by an entity that likes that. I don't know. But most people that I see out there have situations happening. And it all depends how they ride through them. And remember, that's because, you know, their spirit's forced to be here, living with the DNA. So, you know, this is the one way you can get your loved ones out of here. And by all means, I hope somebody does it for you. Otherwise, you're going to be like where you are now. and wondering, scratching your head, how come I'm here? Because nobody did this for you. So do it for your loved ones. And it's on the website. Have an emotional clearing and a spirit clearing for deceased loved ones. It's on the online healing section. And I think it's one of the last places they're on it, I believe. But anyway, back to you, Annika.
Okay. Thank you so much. And we could talk a little bit about the intensives you've been doing. And also we have another one coming up on Sunday, which is an 8-hour call. And on this Saturday is our monthly 4-hour conference call. It's 4 hours going to the Creation Lightship, and you get to go through different rooms and various healings that gets done over those 4 hours. It's a wonderful, wonderful experience, and I wouldn't miss it for anything. And you also get to activate water for the upcoming week, and that's fantastic to have and so healing. And Brett was wondering, does the 8-hour call for organ rejuvenation, which is the 8 hours on Sunday, does that also remove alien life forms? So maybe you can talk a little bit about that and what we go through on those calls.
Very good. So what we do is we start off with, we go into quarantine. You're on the call with the quarantine room outside the lightship. And this is where they look at you and find out what parts of your spirit has been corrupted, what parts of your spirit has been stolen and put into the dark side energies, and then also what part of your physical body has had the same done to it. So, you know, the dark side could take, you know, one of your fingers and steal it in a parallel lifetime, and you could have an artificial finger on your body, and then you have a problem with it, wondering why it doesn't work right. So I'll get it, you know, just think about cloning, okay? So that's one thing. So what we do is we go to quarantine, and they look for parts of you, reintegrate you to give back the light that was stolen. So your body is made of light. It has a light blueprint, and so does your spirit. So in quarantine, they look for parts of you in the darkness energies to bring it back into wholeness. In the process, also, we have alien life forms that are in us, and these alien life forms are what's causing our problems. And, you know, there's octopus, there's squid, many other things out there. You can go to the website and do the alien attack removal, and you can check that out, and there's a good sampling there of what's on it. And this is what we do. We do 8 hours of this here. And we also go to the light ship and have healing. So once part of you came back from the darkness, which is what we're doing, is we're taking the darkness out of you and bringing the parts of you back into light. And from there, once they have the part of you, then they find it. Just think if you're up in an airplane, okay, and you have a picture of you on a puzzle, and you just happen to start taking puzzle pieces and you're throwing them out in the sky, right? Where are they landing? Are you going to be able to ever find them? Well, this is what the lightship has to do. Then they have parts of your spirit the same way. And maybe you fall into the ocean. You know, maybe something eats you. Well, they have to look for that thing that ate you, okay? So it gets pretty complex. And so why did all this happen to you? It's because, hello, are you in your body 100%? No. And did your ancestors do these clearings? Jesus talked about them. No. So this is why your state of affairs right now is the way it is. And this is why this is so needed. And these any life forms that come into you, you know, start eating at you. They start eating you up. And they take away your life force energy. Their waste products get stored in your body, which also causes other conditions. So the whole thing kind of goes on and on and on. And you want to get them out of you. And this is what they are. And you know, the movie Avatar, which is very great. I love that movie because it shows what I've been doing. It shows the little jellyfish falling down onto the new life form, which is the clone body that's remote-controlled, you know, mind-controlled. What's his name? Jake, I guess, or Jock or something. I'll have to look it up to make sure. But anyway, So it's a mind-controlled body. Remember, we talk about mind control. And from there, these little jellyfish come down. Yeah, Jake, come down from the sky and want to see what's invading their territory of their mind energy. Remember, he's now a new consciousness is there in the mind energy on this planet. So they want to know who's there. So they come down. Looks very nice as they kind of like float down and attach to him. So they're sucking out his energy to see who and what he is, reattaching you to the Tree of Souls. And that's the mind control matrix. So that's the matrix energy. And then he has a little thing maybe on his tail with the fiber optics in it, which is actually the jellyfish tentacles, which is used to do communication from one life form to another for mind control. So it's a great movie, wonderful movie about that. And if you want to, if you haven't seen it, or if you have seen it, and you wonder what I'm talking about, doesn't make sense to you, maybe you just strictly saw it on the surface, looking at it as all this beautiful stuff that's happening as far as the animation and things, well, look at it again. It'll give you a story of what's happening. So, by all means, check it out. Back to you, Annika.
Okay, so, you know, we have a few different things that we've talked about that can interfere with us, so to speak, whether it's, you know, entities, obviously, we were talking about that, and the different life forms, alien life forms in this case, that could be, you know, negatively using us in a way, or not totally be helping us in this lifetime for us to live in the light. Another form of that could possibly be the planets, which are, you know, something that we can also have cleared with you. And Karen was wondering if you could do a sample of that.
Okay, this is another mind control energy here. Now, this one is what's controlling us, basically. We talk about the mind matrix, so this is part of that. And there's many things out there controlling you. You can't really just say one thing is doing it. It's like saying, are the Palladians good? Or are the Greys bad? Or, you know, are the Arcturians better than the Palladians? Or are the Andromedans good also? Or are they bad? Well, you're just throwing out names. It's like, you know, is a Ford better than a Chevy? Or is a Cadillac better than a Lincoln? Or what about a Mercedes? It means nothing. It's just words, okay? So the whole thing is, what are these things doing to you, okay? And how are they interfacing you? So this is all dark side energy. Anything that does mind control with you, anything that's mind, that's in time, remember, these are all time-based energies. And any time-based energy is negative because it has you in a time-based reality controlling you. This is why the light only works in the now and the heart. So here we go. We'll take away some of these mind-controlling energies that are in time, which are the planets. So we'll do 10 of these for you. You have thousands of these here. This is just a sample. You know, if you want to do the clearing, we can do that for you. And, you know, it takes a while to do, but, you know, we get the planets off you. So here we go. So first planet, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And I want you to just to look around and see how you feel. You might have the planet quartered, maybe, let's just say you have a problem with your, if you're a woman, we'll say your right ovary, okay? And you don't know why, it always hurts at certain times. Well, maybe this planet's hooked up there, so we're going to take it away. Here we go, second one. And anything else that you may have wrong with you, so think of a pain, because that's what they go for. They love the pain. They want to give you more pain to get more energy from you. That's the main common denominator. How much pain can they cause you? How much suffering can they cause you to take your energy? So planet number 2. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Planet number 3. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Number 4. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Number 5. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And number 6. Just take a note of how your body's doing. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Number 7, being released. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Number 8, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Number 9, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Oh, number 10 is pretty strong. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. So you may wonder, how did I happen to pick 10 planets, okay? Well, it all works through your spirit. Your spirit said, well, I want to pick the 10 planets that are causing you the most harm right now, this moment. Now, tomorrow might be a different 10, but right now we cause and got rid of, I should say, the ones that are causing you the most harm this moment. Your spirit has to be with you for healing. If you're not in your body for healing, please don't even bother to contact me or call me, because the healings will definitely not work. So you have to be in your body, and the effectiveness is how much you're in your body with your spirit. If you're in 10%, then just figure you're going to get a 10% healing. If you're 50%, you're going to get a 50% healing. Now, naturally, if you're only 10% in your body, the other 90% of what's in your body is going to be entities, and they will get a healing, but their healing is taking away the energy of the healing. So they all love having a healing done, because they'll suck that energy out of you. So you may get less than 10%, okay? So kind of get a clue. If you want to also figure out why you don't heal, go to the BBS archive, 82809. So back to you, Annika.
All right. So Brett has a question relating to what we were talking about before, about the emotional bodies and how they can become basically hanging around here and be a ghost, and which then in itself turns into an entity. So Brett was wondering, why doesn't the Earth spirit automatically take back emotional bodies?
Well, it's very simple. Just like people living here, the Earth spirit is full of darkness because the darkness attached to it. Why did it attach to it? Because people are doing energetic work, doing Earth magic, doing Wicca, doing any type of thing that is against people's free will, bringing up, opening up vortexes, etc., to allow the aliens to come in here, and then they attach also to the Earth spirit. So that's the reason. The Earth spirit is not, at this moment in time, powerful enough to help itself hardly, and almost impossible to help you. Okay? It's only 10% active. It was almost dead. It was like 3%, you know, about 9 months ago. So basically, the Earth spirit was almost ready to kick the bucket. And it cried out for help. The light ship came to empower it. And now it's fighting the alien energies, the Galactic Federation, if you would, to get these things out of here. And that's what it's doing. And it's regaining its strength back. So at some point, it'll start taking these energies back. But by all means, what it's doing now is getting itself in wholeness. And that's probably one of the last stages, is to help us out. Remember, you have to save yourself first before you can help anything else. So it's not going to dilute its energies. It's very, very conscious. And it's not going to help you before it helps itself, just like you should not be helping anybody else until you have yourself cleared. That's why we have clearings. So back to you, Annika.
All right. So we have Sari, I guess that's how you could possibly pronounce it. Sorry if I'm saying it wrong. Do more alien things come in once we have had them cleared out? I mean, would we still be dealing with this possibly coming in, is what I'm guessing the question would be.
Okay, once they're released from you, let's say you go on the website and you do the $30 a month alien attack removal. Well, once they get released from you, then your spirit can hold the energy where they were with you. So are they going to come in to you more? Probably not. Because you're getting more spiritual consciousness. Are they going to like what you're doing? Probably not either, okay? But that's the choice that has to be made there. You know, are you willing to work on yourself a lot? And naturally, once they're out of you, then they're gone. Now, the benefit is that if this alien race is affecting, 500,000 people, and they get taken out, well, all of a sudden those 500,000 people are having relief also, just by you doing a clearing. Remember, the light only works in the now. It doesn't go out and look for this stuff unless it has a reason to. And the reason is when you ask. So it's trying to bring you into self-empowerment. And the self-empowerment is for you to become more spirit enlightened, we'll say, to have your spirit with you. Back to you, Annika.
Okay. And also, Karen had a comment which I wanted to share because of the, I would say that's from the planets, which we could feel, you know, when you were removing them. And she said that she felt that one relax her neck. And thank you so much for that. Speaking about that show from 8/28/09 about why we may not heal and why there could be more than one things going on with us, I would like to also bring up Ed mentioning that he would like to clear addictions. He noticed that he got rid of cable TV and was amazed at missing it. So we've already spoken of entities, and of course it could be that sort of thing, but maybe you have other suggestions for him.
Well, it's addictions are very hard to get rid of sometimes. You know, I do have an addiction clearing on the website. Addictions, I've got rid of a lot from people. Sometimes it's just strictly entities. So if you have an addiction, the number one thing is to get rid of entities out of you because the entities are causing that addiction. It's kind of like people having a routine. You know, it's like when the sports comes on, you know, all of a sudden you want to watch a football game, so maybe you get with your buddies or something and they get a keg of beer or something. Well, that's kind of an addiction because entities come in who want a drink. And all of a sudden you wonder why you're going through this negative effect in your life, maybe getting drunk or something or having these energies with you. Or you're there just as an innocent bystander with maybe 20 other people. Maybe you just happen to go to a restaurant and they have a sports bar and they're playing some football game on and you hear all that background noise. And what I will say is, which is kind of strange, if you listen to the background noise like of a football game, of the people cheering, man, it all sounds the same. I just wonder if they just took one sound clip and put it on every one of those shows. So I'm kind of curious on that. It doesn't sound like people either, but what's being transmitted to you by the aliens? I'm not saying that the broadcaster is doing this, okay? So I'm not saying that the main channels doing this are aligned with the darkness, and they got this special link, a little black box that they hooked up in their audio system, and they're feeding you this information. I'm not saying that. What I'm saying is that they can piggyback onto these frequencies of the noise that you're hearing coming into you, which is mind control. So watch the movie They Live, and you may get a clue of what's happening. And just think of that on an audio clip versus a visual, because in the movie there they talk about a visual clip. And so naturally, so let's just say you go to the sports bar to have lunch, and there's the football game on that maybe 200 people are in there watching all these little monitor screens and, you know, cheering on their favorite team. Now, are you going to be affected by that, by being in that proximity? Of course. How many entities are in there drinking beer, which you're probably doing, and how many entities are in there because they want to get their hit from the dark side energy off of this audio and maybe even the video? Okay, so you're now inundated with all this stuff. This is an innocent bystander. And once you understand that and you fully connect the dots, you may not want to go there where there's a lot of people, especially doing something like that, where there's mass mind control being transmitted and where there's mass entities collecting themselves because they're going to hop into you. You know, it's a common thing. So remember, these things body hop. And when they body hop, all of a sudden you have problems. So back to you, Annika. Okay. What I will say, too, at the last expo that I was at, one of the booths that was very near to me had four monitor screens. And the person was very, 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 very busy. And what they had on these monitor screens was a paisley print at first, and then it turned into octopus tentacles. You know, it looked like live octopus tentacles. So, what was happening, and why was that drawing people over to it? Well, first of all, the octopus energies that live inside of these people, not knowing it at all, remember, these are just regular, ordinary people, going to the expo to try to get information about something, okay? And so they're walking by, and the octopus energies inside of them go, hey, there's my cousin on this monitor screen, and I'm going to sit here. Or they could be saying, you know, I'm a little low on this octopus energy in me, and I want to get about, you know, maybe 5,000 more inside of this body, so I'm going to sit here too. So you hold your hands on these two crystal rods, put headphones on, and you're probably there for 5 or 10 minutes getting implanted and getting these energies put into your body because you're just a willing bystander, and, you know, it looks kind of fascinating. And the information there on this booth is that there's like, I think, 10,000 programs on this computer that's supposed to fix everything. So this is just one thing that happens. And so, unfortunately, that's the way the darkness works. It comes through with some wonderful invention, and, you know, the person doing these things don't really understand what's happening. They haven't checked. And how would they even check? You know, they just get information, and this is kind of what happens. So back to you, Annika, and it's just very sad for me to see people getting implanted with energies that I'm taking out of them or out of people that are in the know.
Okay, yeah. You know, I wanted to mention, before I mention about the, we have a sample clearing Brett is asking for about the dark mind practitioner sample, and definitely what you're talking about there. So it's comes in very handy right now as you were talking about that. And also I want to mention that Ron is going to be at the New Life Expo in New York at booth 223 on Friday, March 26th. Through Sunday, March 28th. So if you're in the area, come and check it out. It's fantastic to be at the expos and experience the light infusion chamber that Ron has with him. And Brett was asking for a dark mind practitioner sample. Could we do that?
Sure. Okay. So what you could do is think of somebody maybe that maybe throughout your life, maybe you thought was giving you, you know, bad vibrations, we'll say. Could be anybody in your life. Could even be, you know, your parents or somebody. Remember, a dark side practitioner is somebody who could just be sending you negative thoughts. I put the dark side practitioner up on the website mainly because I have people coming to me who say, Ron, you know, I was born maybe in Brazil. I was born in Africa. You know, I was born here, I was born there, and I know that these people, my relatives, are giving me hits through special practices. And so, you know, I have relatives in Haiti or whatever, you know, so I put that up so that they can get some protection. And a lot of these people that I deal with are actually in very, very poor health, and sometimes that it actually kills them from these spells. So the spells are very, very, very negative. And the transmissions of these here. So we put it up so that if you know somebody in your family lineage who's maybe living, who is doing this to you, then by all means, you know, get on it. And I've worked with a couple of people who had a lot of spells from Haiti. And oddly enough, they had an earthquake there, whatever that means. So hopefully I would think the positive thing from a spiritual standpoint, as the earth spirit, would be that the earth spirit is tired of having this mind control being brought forth, so it's kind of doing some rocking and rolling there to get back at these people, possibly, but I don't know. I can't say that. That's kind of judgment, but you can kind of connect the dots there a little bit. So here we go. And it is sad that, you know, all this is happening, too. Through the way you look at it, it's a sad situation that people aren't conscious and responsible for their lives. So here we go. We're going to do a dark side practitioner clearing. Think of that person now. Or if you don't know who it is, just request a healing. Your spirit knows where you're being attacked. So here we go. So I'll count to 10. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. There we go. That's released. So back to you, Annika.
Okay, so I just saw that Pauline was mentioning that she had heard that the moon was a spaceship from another system, so that's interesting. Thanks for mentioning that. I know many times we have talked about the moon, Ron. I don't know if you want to say anything more about that.
I don't want to get into
the moon at all. Not today. Okay, so Carrie is asking another question about when we're first born, or when babies are first born. You know, we know that they're 100% spirit there, and you can almost see it at a baby if you look at one. But when does it start entering the, you know, the alien or ET life forms, and when would it start to become affected by entities and things like that?
Good question. I would say possibly, you know, what do they call it, the terrible, horrible twos or something. I would say probably about that time when the spirit starts getting diluted. And so as a child starts to move around physically and starts causing themselves pain, okay, that's probably when they start getting more attacked, okay? Naturally, some can actually be at birth. What I will say, if you have ever seen a baby, maybe you've had children yourself, or you've seen people around you with children, if you watch a baby and they start wiggling their feet a lot and they start crying, they're under attack. Okay, so right away, at that point, they're under attack by the aliens because they're putting pins into the bottom of their feet. So if you're, you know, looking around at babies and they're kind of squirming a lot, moving their feet up and down and they're crying, hello, they're trying to get these things off of them. So that's what's happening. At that point, it started. Back to you, Annika.
Okay. All right. So let's see here. Yes, another sample maybe we could do for those people that will not be going to the expo in New York. We also have the Light Infusion Chamber as a clearing online. You can go online and get clearings. There's a lot of them available. And if you're new to this show or new to the Creation Lightship, you basically just scroll down on the creationlightship.com on the website, and on the left-hand side, you can check out the many online clearings that there are available. And these are fantastic because we can keep doing them at our own pace. You can do them in the middle of the night if you need to, or keep them up. That's one of the things I like to do myself. I have them going all the time on my computer. So we're almost at the end here. I don't know. Do you have time for a light infusion chamber sample?
Yeah, I'll do it for 15 seconds here. So get ready, everybody. I'll count to five. It'll start. And here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And right now you're in the light infusion chamber. Request a healing. One healing. And the light beams are working with you right now. And here we go. Okay, now we're out of it. So that should be about 15 seconds. See how you feel. So we need to go. So I'll say blessings to all of you. Our next program is going to be Wednesday. And it's on same station, Station 1. And that's 7 o'clock Pacific time, 10 o'clock Eastern. So blessings, and thank you all for coming on today. Bye,
Thank
everybody.
You.
Thank you, Annika.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.